This is Ed McMahon.
In this half hour
will be an unexpectedly peaceful story about Vietnam, monitor sports,
and the incomparable wit of Nichols and May. And in every spare moment, some pleasant music.
Close the door, light the light. We're staying home tonight. Far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away. Just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own.
Seekers with a world of our own.
Anytime when you feel bored, hazy, or mentally lazy, when you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze Keep Alert tablets fight off the hazy, lazy feelings of dullness that can occur even though you're well-rested. No-Doze helps restore your natural mental vitality, helps quicken physical reactions, yet No-Doze is as safe as coffee. When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze. This is the time of the year for that tantalizing aroma of charcoal cooking in backyards across the USA. And Miller High Life beer served with crusty brown ribs, juicy hamburgers, steaming chicken or sizzling steaks makes a cookout into a backyard banquet. This is also the time to ask for and take home Miller High Life in handy carry-home packs of 12-ounce cans, ready to cool and serve with those backyard banquets. Look for Miller High Life at your favorite store now in carry-home packs with the colorful backyard scene on the side. Serve and enjoy sparkling, flavorful, distinctive Miller High Life beer. Brewed only in Milwaukee to add an extra measure of pleasure to your backyard USA. Featured at your store now, Miller High Life Beer. Now, monitor sports. Baseball's major leagues stop their internal struggles on July 13th and do battle against each other in the annual All-Star Game. An American League report from Chicago White Sox pilot Al Lopez and monitor's Johnny Earp.
Al, you have another big honor to you this coming Tuesday, piloting that American League All-Star team. What are your thoughts on your starting pitcher for that day?
Well, John, it is an honor, and I am very happy. The only thing I'm hoping is that I can bring in a winner, because, as you know, I haven't had a winner yet. I've managed, this is my fourth year managing, and I think one year I managed two games, and I think I'm 0 for 4 or 5, something like that, I'm not sure, and I coached a couple of times, and I played in two.
What does it look like, your starting pitcher?
Well, my starting pitcher, John, is either going to be the Pappas or McDowell of the Cleveland Club. It's according to their lineup, according to whether they have a lot of left-handers or right-handers in the lineup.
They had no Yankees now voted on the starting lineup. Oddly enough, no St. Louis Cardinals, and those are defending champions. How do you account for something like that?
Well, John, it's just one of those things that happen. I think that there's no question about it that the Yankees have some fine ball players, and so has St. Louis. But at this particular time, this time of the year when the players vote on these players, it seems like great players like Boyer of the Cardinals was having an off year. White is another fellow that should be an all-star player for the Cardinals. He's having a bad year up until now. And the Yankees naturally were handicapped with some injuries. And I think this is the cause that some of those fellows were left off. I'm talking about their real.
Of course, you selected numbers. Some Yankees. I noticed on the later when you could select them.
Yes.
You named two or three guys, didn't you, from the Yankee squad?
Yes, we have two, John, on the second selection that we picked up. And this was also the selection of the players. They themselves voted these fellows as number two.
Forgetting that All-Star game for a moment, if you can, and then back that American League pennant race, the old saying, the team that leads on the fourth is the team to beat. That's, of course, now the Twins. What do you say about it?
John, this has been something that they've always brought up in the papers, and I think that they're figured on a percentage basis. I think that's what they talk about. But a ball club doesn't figure on anything like this. We figure mostly on the game that you're playing today or the series that you're playing and just keep winning and let the other club worry about, if you're on top, let them worry about trying to catch you. That's the way we figure. And we don't figure about the 4th of July. What we're looking forward to is at the end of the season, and I hope we can be on top by that time.
Are the Yankees out of that race?
No, John, absolutely not. They still have a chance. There's a lot of ball games to be played, and they have too much ability or talent on that club for you to count them out.
Have you had any surprises from any teams?
Yes, I think the Cleveland club has been a surprise. Minnesota's been a surprise, and I think the Detroit club has been a surprise. I think Baltimore is one club that I figured that was going to be closer, and eventually I think they'll still be there, but up until now they've been a little disappointing.
If I want to go to the World Series, should I buy tickets in Chicago?
I hope you buy them for Chicago, John.
Thank you, manager Al Lopez of the White Sox. Good luck to you and the Sox.
Thank you, John.
Now, this is Johnny Urban Chicago for Monitor Sports.
For more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor. And don't forget, you'll be able to hear the All-Star game from Minneapolis on NBC on Tuesday, July the 13th.
Budget Rent-A-Car presents a very special weekly rate. 69 dollars a week for all the miles you can drive a big, snappy Chevrolet Impala, fully equipped. If you're going on vacation, fly any airline you want. Budget will pick you up at the airport. So at home, or wherever, be sure to call Budget Rent-A-Car. The budget rate is just $69 a week for all the miles you can drive. And you get to buy the gas. You know what's really kind of funny? Those other people get 99 for the same cars we lay on the line for a very reasonable 69 at Budget Rent-A-Car.
You're on the Monitor Beacon. Right now, I'll give Nichols and May just 30 seconds to sharpen their wits.
White hot charcoal. Heat. Searing heat. T-bone steaks cooking. Heat that can dry out even the most expensive steak. But you can keep steaks juicy, even over hot barbecue fires, with Adolph's Instant Meat Tenderizer. Adolph's does much more than simply make meat tender. It holds the natural meat juices inside for the juiciest, most flavorful steaks you ever barbecued. Try it this weekend. Adolph's Instant Meat Tenderizer.
Monitor Comedy Time. With Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Now a picture of wedding bliss, painted by Nichols and May.
Ah! Oh! Louise.
Yes.
You put your teeth on the shelf, and they scared me half to death.
Oh, no. I've been looking for those teeth all day long.
Darling, I can't come into the bathroom and just see those things grinning at
wait,
me.
Wait, 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 put my teeth in the refrigerator.
Well, can't you put them in something covered? That's not a very pleasant
time. I took them out for a minute to wash my gums, and I left them there. Here, just hand them to me, please.
Oh, I can't. Take them yourself. What a shock.
Really, what are these teeth?
Well, but, I mean, I came into the bathroom. I was just calmly going to shave.
Give me the denture paste, will you? I'm going to brush them off.
Well, darling, could you conceivably wait until I've finished shaving?
Don't you brush your teeth. The only difference is they're in their mouth. These teeth are cleaner. They don't get all the germs and food particles.
Sweetheart, could you please wait until I've finished shaving? You have nothing
I'm brushing them sitting on the bathtub here.
Please, darling.
They're so white.
Ow!
What's the matter?
I cut myself because I shouldn't shave with my eyes closed.
Well, be careful.
Darling, could you conceivably do it in some other part of the house? Could you do it later? Could you do it maybe in the machine after I've gone?
You know, a powder is better than a paste. Much better than a paste. I'm going to get something really good to soak them in.
All right, I'm off.
All right, goodbye.
Put them in and I'll kiss you goodbye.
Please don't.
Why, Louise, you're beautiful.
I'm speechless. Nichols and May are regulars on Monitor Comedy Time every weekend.
Come on over to the L&M side for the cigarette you can taste.
Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side.
Come on over for the cigarette you can taste.
Here it is, friends, from Atlantic City, New Jersey. The finish of the first transcontinental speedboat race ever held in America. California to Atlantic City. The Coca-Cola Company has brought you the race from one end of the country to the other. Here's the winner by 3 laps number 16 from San Francisco, Ernie Zam and the Flying Phillips. Let's see if we can get to Ernie. Ernie Zam, would you come over to the microphone?
Sure, thanks, Phil.
Ernie, here, have a bottle of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I sure can use one, Phil, that last 2 miles on the boat.
I'm sure it was tough.
Right down the boardwalk, the splinters flying.
When did you feel that you had the thing? Drink some of your Coke, Ernie. That'll really refresh you. Nothing like a frosty bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola when you want to know what refreshment is all about.
That's good.
Ernie, I'll bet that prize money's going to come in handy. $5,000, Ernie, huh?
Yeah, well, after taxes, I don't think I'll have much of that left.
Well, that's the way it goes, Ernie, old boy.
And the repairs to that lighthouse I hit.
Yeah, well, Ernie, listen, Ernie.
Transportation back from me, yeah,
Ernie,
Bill?
You owe me for the bottle of Coca-Cola.
Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they? When did she get to be? Wasn't it yesterday when they were small? Sunrise, sunset, swiftly flow the day. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years, one season following another.
Eddie Fisher singing Sunrise to Sunset, mid-afternoon version. Newsweek is the responsible magazine for responsible readers. From now on, read Newsweek.
The year was 1904. Prices were low and people preferred home cooking. That's the year Campbell's Soup Company introduced their pork and beans. Campbell made them to the home-style recipe of the day, and the price was right. Today, Campbell's pork and beans have that same old-fashioned goodness, and the price is still right. Campbell's pork and beans, an American tradition since 1904.
You know, we're used to seeing Made in Japan stamped on the bottom of all kinds of souvenirs and gift items in this country, but you don't expect in the midst of the current situation to see the words Made in Vietnam. Well, you may, however. Monitor reporter Ed Arno got the story from John Ellis, who is manager of a San Francisco import company.
So I wonder if you can tell me, what kind of things are you bringing in from Vietnam?
Well, right now we're bringing in rugs, ceramic elephants, which are very popular. We have a wide selection of plates, cups, native pottery, and basketware, which is another very, very popular item at the dinner table today.
What kind of a response do you get from your customers when they see Made in Vietnam?
I would say 3 years ago when we first got it, it didn't even register. It was just another name to them. But today, they pick it up and you hear them say, oh, look, honey, here's something from Vietnam, which is good to hear because they think of it just as a warring country. They don't realize that the handicrafts are still coming out.
But the material is competitive, and it is good stuff.
It certainly is. It's crude, but very beautiful.
Let me backtrack a little bit. You import from how many countries of the world?
At the present time, it's around 42.
Do you specialize in any one area?
We specialize in the Far East, Asia, Southeast Asia, although we do import from Africa, Europe, and any area of the world you can name.
The United States government is involved in spending large sums of money to promote handcrafts in backward nations over much of the world. Is your firm in this program in any way?
No, we have nothing to do with the federal government's programs whatsoever.
So that this project in Vietnam is purely a commercial venture on your part?
It's a private commercial venture, yes, sir.
What was the first shipment and how did it go?
Oh, you're talking about real grief now. The first shipment was pottery. I remember it because I helped dump it out. There was 85% breakage in that first shipment, and we all just held our head and said, no more.
Have you tried to teach these villages anything to improve the product?
Oh, we definitely have. We've gone down there and shown them how to improve their glaze here and there, how to improve their crating is the main thing, and the shipping to us, and to get a little more commercial so that things would have a little more utility. By that, I mean, if you're going to supply a vase, you want it to contain the water, not just to flow through it. So to put a good glaze on it, which would contain the water, and things like this, which were a necessity.
Have the Vietnamese adapted pretty well to your suggestions?
Oh, they've done an excellent job. It's a pleasure to see their shipments come in from one to the next, how they improve.
Let's get into a little comparison on quality and price on some of their items. How would you rate out, for instance, their plates and sauces and that kind of thing with, the same kind of thing that you're bringing in from Korea, from Formosa, from Japan?
Well, I say quality-wise, for a crude, beautiful item, they're excellent. But to compare quality with the Japanese and Korean quality, they don't match up because Japan has had such a study and they're just such a leader in ceramic ware. The items they're making are more art items. At this point, they are art items and useful items, but you cannot really compare them with the high quality of some of the Japanese.
Is it the same kind of thing that the Japanese are doing?
No. We're bringing in a form of the Vietnamese art. Their characteristics, their designs and colors are completely different than Japanese, and this is what the people are buying. They're buying an attractive-looking plate that may be used, but the main reason they're buying it is not to use as a plate, but as a decorative piece.
There also is a certain charm in how primitive it is, isn't there?
Yes, this is the beauty of it, and we don't want to get it too mechanized or commercialized because it will lose this.
What kind of a market would you say there is for Vietnamese products in the U.S. over the long haul, not just in this terribly trying period?
Well, I would say if the country could get some stability, there would be a tremendous market, and which is interesting to me because I like to see these people do it for themselves and not have to have something given to them by the government. As it stands now, it's businessman to businessman to village merchant dealing with it and getting it out, and I think there'll be a tremendous market for all this.
Thanks a lot, John Ellis, who's the manager of Cross Plus Imports in San Francisco. This is Ed Arno in San Francisco, sending it back to Monitor at Radio Central.
Summertime. A good time for the track. A great time for Dial soap. Dial keeps you fresh and sure like no other soap can. It's so effective, it's America's leading deodorant soap. Aren't you glad you used Dial? Don't you wish everybody did?
His city, New Orleans, is my hometown. NBC News is next. I'm Ed McMahon for Monitor. Follow the thrills of the All-Star Baseball game next Tuesday on the NBC Radio Network.